This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesperson advised Thursday there was little ground for optimism after receiving the U.S. and NATO responses to demands Russia made regarding Ukraine and NATO. Moscow wants guarantees NATO will never admit Ukraine and other ex-Soviet nations as members, and the alliance will roll back troop deployments in other former Soviet bloc nations. In separate written responses delivered to the Russians Wednesday, the U.S. and NATO held firm to the alliance's open-door policy for membership. Tensions have soared in recent weeks as the United States and its NATO allies expressed fear that a buildup of about 100,000 Russian troops near Ukraine meant Moscow was planning to invade its ex-Soviet neighbor. Russia denies having any such designs. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed four-way talks with Russia, France, and Germany as meaningful and a step towards peace, a statement by his office said Thursday. North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles Thursday, according to South Korea. In an alert to reporters, South Korea's military said the North launched what was presumed to be two short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea off its east coast around 8 a.m. local time. North Korea's missile frenzy appears partly aimed at pressuring the United States and South Korea, which have called for the North to return to nuclear talks. U.S. media reports say Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer has decided to retire. This hands President Joe Biden his first chance at filling an open seat after former President Donald Trump appointed three conservatives that tipped the court's ideological balance. Breyer has been a staunch liberal voice for 27 years. This is VOA News. Commuters trooped back to the office in England Thursday with public transportation visibly busier after the government scrapped restrictions imposed to combat the Omicron variant. The return to Plan A measures, ditching the legal requirements for face coverings and shelving vaccine passports, comes as the number of positive COVID-19 cases has fallen sharply from record levels. Infection rates are still high but are plateauing. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said restrictions could be lifted but urged more people to get vaccinated and warned, quote, the pandemic is not over, everyone should remain cautious, end quote. Spain's northeastern Catalonia region is dropping the requirement for a COVID passport to enter restaurants, bars, and gyms after experts deemed it ineffective to halt surging Omicron cases. The variant has seen infection rates soar. A committee told the regional government part of the population is again susceptible to getting infected, whether they're vaccinated or already had the illness. The requirement to show a COVID passport had been in place since late November and will be dropped starting Friday. U.S. biotech company Moderna announced Wednesday it's begun clinical trials of a booster dose of vaccine designed specifically to combat the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. The trials will involve a total of 600 adults. The booster, specifically targeting Omicron, will be evaluated as both a third and a fourth dose. British police said Wednesday they were holding two more men in connection with an armed hostage-taking at a Texas synagogue by a man from northwest England. The man took four people, including a rabbi, hostage January 15th at the synagogue in a small town near Dallas. He was shot dead by the FBI after a 10-hour siege during which he demanded the release of an Al-Qaeda supporter imprisoned after attempted murder. The arrest brings to six the number of people held by British police over the hostage taking, which renewed concern over an increase in anti-Semitic attacks on both sides of the Atlantic. A Holocaust survivor appealed Thursday to the German parliament to keep alive the victim's memory. Inga Auerbacher told the Bundestag that it was essential to fight the spreading cancer of hatred. Fighting back tears, she recalled the suffering and loss she endured at the hands of the Nazis. She flew to Berlin in the face of the pandemic to take part in the ceremonies. The speaker of the Israeli Knesset was also in attendance. He embraced Auerbacher and wept openly as he recited a prayer for the dead. Hers was expected to be one of the last addresses by a Holocaust survivor to Parliament. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.